Welcome back inside the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the Brewers Director of Player Information in August Fagerstrom. August, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You've been in Biloxi here for a couple of days. How much you enjoy being down here?
Love it. This is my favorite stop of all the affiliates. Love the town. It's a great staff here, and it's great to have a healthy roster again with a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. So, yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that are very happy that the roster's finally back at 28 players with everyone being healthy. In your role, how important is it to get around all the affiliates in a year?
Yeah, it's really important. I try to make at least two trips to all the affiliates throughout the year. I think it's just important to be able to, have a voice here. You know, we throw a lot of data at these guys. The game has gotten increasingly complicated over the years. And just, having a different voice to be able to answer some of the questions that are getting asked from a day-to-day basis, on how these guys are progressing, how the office is evaluating them. I think it helps bridge some of the gaps, both for the players as well as for the staff. So it's always great to be here in person.
One of the big things this year that we've seen firsthand is the depth in this system. It seems like at every single level, there are a lot of guys with a lot of talent. How much fun does that make your job with so many guys having so much talent throughout this system?
It's great, yeah. It makes it a lot more fun to, come and watch the games when you have as much talent as we do, as much young talent as we do, too. I mean, almost every level is super young, winning. It's as much talent as I think we've had top to bottom in the system since I've been here. Really huge credit to Todd Johnson and the scouting staff for, all the talent we've been able to bring in. And, yeah, it makes the trips a lot more fun when, we got young, energetic, fun players who are, winning games and getting up to Milwaukee and getting to watch them on TV.
So. Yeah, Tom Flanagan mentioned that a couple weeks ago about how exciting it is. How exciting is it in the front office up in Milwaukee to see not only the talent and the winning at the big league level, but to see that talent trickle down to the minor leagues?
That's great, yeah. I mean, you look at the roster we have in Milwaukee right now, and, it's a lot of guys who, I was seeing in the dugouts and on the field on these trips over the last couple of years. So, it's really exciting to be able to produce that homegrown talent. It's obviously something that's really important for our organization that we put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we can have that consistent pipeline. I think you're seeing it now in Milwaukee, and I think you're seeing it, continue to matriculate through the levels right now.
We talked about it a bit during batting practice, but you are the director of player information. This is not a department that many organizations have across baseball. What does your role consist of?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the main thing, like I mentioned earlier, is, over the last 10 years or so, the game has gotten increasingly complex with the amount of data we collect, the amount of data that gets in front of players. Me and my department's job is just to make sure that both our players as well as our staff, understand, what the latest information is, how they can use it to their advantage, how the players are being evaluated, and just make sure we're all speaking the same language. I think that's really important, for our players that they're hearing stuff from our staff that aligns with what the office thinks, and vice versa, that, I think it's really helpful for me to come into town that, I can hear firsthand some of the questions that our players and our coaches are asking about our information and then bring that back to the office to try to sort of tie up some of those loose ends. So it's a two-way street of, making sure that our players understand our stuff, but then also making sure that the office understands what sort of gaps need to be filled from the questions that are being asked from the guys who are actually having like the boots on the ground.
You also have a really unique path to the front office. You started your career as a journalist, working with the Cleveland Guardians, working with Fangraphs, now in a front office role. How wild has this journey been over the past decade plus?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I did not anticipate that I would be in this role when I was getting a journalism degree at Kent State University. It was certainly a dream that I had. It was not one that I thought was realistic. I felt like I had my dream job and I was writing for Fangraphs, honestly, and I was fortunate enough that the Brewers saw value in the work that I was doing for Fangraphs and gave me a shot here. As much as I do love writing and love that job, to be able to actually impact players' careers, impact staff's careers, and help do what I can to contribute to major league wins is really incredible, and I would not trade it for the world. The Brewers organization too has just been an incredible place to work. So many good people. It's one of the things that makes coming to these affiliates awesome throughout the year is, the staff is always great. The Rovers, who I'm here with, You know, on my trips are always great. So, yeah, it's been a dream come true.
In what ways does that journalism background and working at Fangraphs help you in your role with the Brewers?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's something that I did not, I think about a ton, you know, at the time when I was in college. And I think something that, frankly, teams weren't thinking about a ton at the time. And I give a lot of credit to the Brewers for seeing some of the value in, you know, having people. I mean, it's one of the first things you learn in journalism school is to know your audience when you're explaining something. And I think, you know, obviously I'm not writing anymore, but a lot of the work that I do is being able to communicate the same concepts to, you know, an R&D analyst in the office, a player, a hitting coordinator, a hitting coach. Like, those are very different audiences, but we need to communicate the same information to all of those people. And so, you know, while I'm not writing the way that I thought I would be when I got my journalism degree, I do think that a lot of the skills that I learned as a journalist of being able to explain these sort of complex concepts in a simple way that a broad audience can understand, you know, still impacts my work on a day-to-day basis now. So I didn't expect that it would lead to this, but it makes sense when you think about it a little bit more.
Now, your time at Fangraphs, if you're any sort of baseball fan, you've heard of Fangraphs, if you're part of the nerd herd, you've really heard about Fangraphs. What was that experience like working at a place that has done so much for baseball in Fangraphs?
Yeah, it was incredible. I mean, I owe, you know, a lot of, you know, the journey that I've had to Dave Cameron, David Appleman, who hired me at Fangraphs. You know, I mean, reading Fangraphs is what got me interested in a lot of, you know, the numbers that I was writing about when I was there and a lot of the concepts that I'm still applying here. So to be able to work in that group, you know, it really got me started. And then the people who I worked with there, I mean, like you and I were talking about earlier, Dave Cameron, Jeff Sullivan, Carson Cistulli, all work for major league organizations now as well. So, you know, to sort of break into the industry working alongside that group, it really helped me develop as a young writer and a young analyst, I guess, with just how to think about the game in a smart way. So, yeah, really cool time. I still keep in touch with all those guys now, and, you know, owe that website and those people a lot, you know, for the way that my career has unfolded.
Well, and it is really cool to see how many people are a part of that Fangraphs alumni base, and it's always fun to meet one. Thanks so much for joining us, August.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers Barons coming up next.